He loves to walk along the shore. In the waves, he hears the sounds of a pulse, a soft percussion reaching his essence. His essence is a flowing energy carried by each wave, swirling through a trilogy of mind, body, and soul, that makes this special pulse signed, sealed, delivered just to him. And he wonders, is it really happening? Or is he just wanting and thinking it to be so? And now interrupted by another kind of wave, the waving hand of the old man by his shack. Your mother's here. Listen close for her song. He was so glad the old man appeared just at the right time again. He waits for the old man, thinks about the old man, wants the old man to be there for him as often as possible. So he was instantly thrilled and yet confused. He had never heard his mother sing. Now she must have sung, doesn't everyone? He doesn't remember, even remember her humming. Never remembering mother humming or singing. No remembrance of a lullaby, nothing like that. The old man said to him, listen now. Really listen, very closely listen. The old man said, you couldn't hear her before, but you can now. So listen very close into the waves. Listen very, very close into the waves. And now he could hear her. He could hear her now. He could hear her song so close and yet so far and yet so close. He turned back to the old man and he wasn't there. He was gone. Or was he? He still sensed his presence, but he wasn't there. And so he listened very closely to his mother's song. Inside his heart is where it seemed to be. Inside the wave, and also inside his heart. He listened and listened. So precious. Mother's song, finally. And he listened for a long, long, long time. It felt good to be close to Mother's voice and her song. This is Joseph Lamont, I'm your host. If you could do me one favor, think about what that story means for you. And then please promise to stay tuned. Thank you.